Great.
So you have to make a tape of that. You have an 800? Oh, right. So does the bozo.
Okay.
Anyway, this is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. We've got a lot of things going on this morning. We're going to be congratulating Dale, a.k.a. Truck and Bozo Summers. Well, he's just like, you know, keeping the line open.
We've got a, at 5 after, we're going to call him.
Mm-hmm. Right there. Right there. Exactly. Can you handle that?
Yeah, okay.
You know, he doesn't get the pub that some of the super-duper-duper stars get. But when Fred McGriff came up in the ninth inning of tonight's All-Star game against the right-handed Lee Smith, I knew that he was going to do something big. I just knew it, because you can talk about all the players in the big leagues. Fred McGriff is one of the most exciting, frightening players to watch. He's frightening when, you know, when the Reds are playing the Braves. He scares me more than anyone else in that Braves lineup. He came up to the plate today, shot a Lee Smith fastball over the left center field fence. He's a left-handed batter. He went the opposite way, drilled it, tied the game up, and the National League claimed victory for the first time since like 1987 in the All-Star game. Hey, kids!
Listen up!
The Chris and Rob action figures have arrived!
Wow! They fight!
Ow! Ow! And you can bend them!
Yikes! And you can use them as a chew toy for your dog!
Cover them with lighter fluid!
Bury them in sanded dog crap!
Or just sneak into Barbie's funhouse in the middle of the night!
But watch out for Earring Magic Ken! Scram, you dirty brute!
So pick them up at your local toy store, and remember,
I'm Chris,
and I'm Rob,
and together,
we're only $19.95 plus tax.
That's right, get them now while they're hot,
the
Chris and Rob
right
action figures. They're made out of plastic, they're injection molded, and boy, are they fun to play with.
And they're biodegradable. You know, there's a big controversy with Barbie, she wasn't biodegradable.
She's not?
No. So I don't know if she is now or not, but...
Here. We're going to call the Truck and Bozo now and congratulate him on his success.
Hello, Bozo phone.
Is this the Bozo?
This is Bozo, yes.
Is this the premier truck driving talk show host in the country?
You got it. And you're on the air. So, is this Chris and Rob?
This is Chris and Rob.
Okay, which one am I talking to?
This is Rob of Chris and Rob.
And this is Chris of Chris and Rob. And together, we're the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
You know, we don't consider you competition, Bozo, even though we're on at the same time. We consider you more like the great-great-grandfather of late night radio in Cincinnati.
I don't know. Is that a compliment or?
Yeah, it's a compliment.
Okay.
It sure is. I remember when we were kids and Rob was on one knee and I was on the other knee, uh-huh. And you were giving us all the advice on how to be good talk show hosts. Telling us what words not to say.
Right, uh-huh. Yeah, you can say this and that. And
so what was your reaction when you found out that truck drivers all across America think that you are you're the best?
My reaction? I'm flattered. I feel that my... are you serious now? Or?
I am dead serious.
I feel very flattered, very honored, Don, that the fruits of my labor are starting to pay off for me.
You're bigger than Rush Limbaugh in more than one way now, aren't you?
I don't know. I haven't seen him lately. I don't know if he's lost weight or not.
Tell us a little bit about the Road Gang from New Orleans' WWLAM. Who are the Road Gang?
That's a program that's been on the air for many, many years. Longer than this one, as a matter of fact.
They came in third behind you and Rush Limbaugh.
Mm-hmm. They're on a network while we're on just this one station.
Do you reach New Orleans? Does the big one reach New Orleans at night?
Surprisingly enough, we do. That's what really blows people away. You know, and when it comes to signal-wise across the country, I would say there's only one radio station that would be comparable to us in signal strength, and that would have to be WWL in New Orleans, because they've got an awesome signal.
What's the farthest away anyone's ever called you in the middle of the night?
The farthest was Australia.
Really?
That's no joke.
Must have been cold that night.
There was a young lady over there that was picking us up on a ham radio rig. She had this antenna up and everything, and she was talking with some hams in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
And they're yakking back and forth around the globe on the ham radio, and one of them made a comment about the Bozo. And she turned on her other rig and hooked it up to the antenna and was able to lock in on 700 AM. I couldn't believe it. And then I thought, you guys are pulling my leg. So I said, have her call me collect if she's listening. And about 20 minutes later, the call came through. It was the operator in Australia with a collect call.
Good gosh almighty.
Yeah. I mean, it's incredible where this place, where you can pick this up.
Have Australian truck drivers ever taken part in a survey of their favorite late night talk show host?
I don't even think they have any truck shows in Australia. That's, you know, you don't have radio there like we have it here. There's radio stations in every town here, but over there it's basically, you know, just a few channels, and they're scattered out, and that's basically it.
Bozo, we don't want to frighten you, but we've got our lawyers on the case because we've gotten a whiff of some impropriety in this balloting.
Impropriety?
Yeah, I can't believe that Chris and Rob were closed out of the top three spots.
Well, see, you're on a public radio FM station, which can't be heard in Dallas or Houston or whatever.
Or Price Hill.
I've heard some people tell me they could pick you up in Price Hill.
Well, that must be a cold night, too.
Mm-hmm. And I know I picked you up in Anderson Township one morning.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What were you doing in Anderson Township, and why weren't you working?
I put a tape on and snuck out early.
There you go. Why don't you go by Dale Summers? Why do you go by Truck and Bozo and everybody knows that your name is Dale Summers? They inquire prints it every other week.
Everybody knows me as the Bozo. What can I tell you?
Where did you get that name, the Bozo?
I got that from Randy Michaels in 1977 in Kansas City when I kicked a wall down.
Was he a millionaire back then?
No, he was well on his way.
Hey, can you play that Damn It Ray song for me?
That Damn It Ray. You don't want to hear that thing. Are you the ones that called earlier wanting to hear that, or you had some of your listeners call?
Rob's got automatic redial on his phone. He calls you every 10 minutes and requests Damn It Ray.
You've got my phone on your air right now on your station, right?
Yes, we do. This is a simulcast.
Okay, then I got some.
Oh, man.
What's he got what?
He's got something for us.
What's he got?
I don't know.
Are you chickening out on me?
No. What's going on? We thought you were going to. You said you had something for us.
Okay, I want to play something here on the air, and I'll play it on the air, and you guys will hear it at the same time and play it on your station.
Okay,
great.
Okay. Yeah,
this
so
is good
okay.
Radio.
Right. 700
radio
WLW.
And WAIF. Where the phone number is 749-1444.
I crashed through the window of the VFW hall. Tumbled over a pile of metal chairs.
Is that what it is? Is this Dana Green?
I cussed out my girlfriend and I cussed out her pop. Wrecked my car, I think I bruised my spine. Oh, you ought to go with me when I go out drinking. I always have myself a real good time.
This is one of your favorites, isn't it? I've heard this before. He plays this all the time. Putin Bay.
Anchor off of Buckeye Point and walked all into town. Pulled up someone's flowers on the way. I barged into the cruise nest and I threw up on the rug. Slapped that hostess on her big behind. Oh, you ought to go with me when I go out drinking. I always have myself a real good time. I talk dirty to the waitresses and never leave a tip. But I leave my old cigar butt in the guacamole dip. Oh, you ought to go with me when I go out drinking. I always have myself a real good time. Well, I'm going out tonight. I'm gonna tie on a good one. Would you like to come along with me? I'll take you to this biker joint where we can kick some ass. And we'll shoot a moon at everyone we see.
Oh,
we'll do shooters of tequila and a case of beer apiece. And we'll wash it down with a gallon of cheap wine. Oh, you ought to go with me when I go out drinking. I always have myself a real good time. I like to do my late night drinking in them sleazy smoky bars. Then go out to the parking lot and whiz on people's cars. Oh, you ought to go with me when I go out drinking. I always have myself a real good time.
Give me that wine. There you go, guys. I just thought you might enjoy that this morning.
Who is it, Mel Torme?
Thanks. No, it wasn't Frank Sinatra either.
Thanks a lot, Mr. Bozo.
Cat Daly.
Hey, since they can hear
us on your radio station all the way out in Wyoming, and in Cincinnati you can only hear us the Price Hill. Would you let us have the pleasure of saying our phone number on your radio station so if anyone in Wyoming wants to call us, they can do that?
Yeah.
Or heck, anywhere you can hear us, we want to hear from you. The phone number at the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show in Cincinnati is 513-749-1444, and if you call us collect, we'll accept.
You'll accept the call.
Yeah. That's 513-749-1444.
749-1444. You're going to be sorry.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Bozo. You're a real pal.
Try explaining that to the boss about these collect
calls. Ah, no problem. Hey, what about those escort and passport radar detectors you promised?
The what?
Those, remember you promised us some escort
I did.
Radar detectors.
Don't go making up stories like that.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Bozo, do people call you Mr. Bozo or Mr. Truckin'?
Well, they just call me Bozo.
They just call you Bozo. And you like that?
I just, doesn't matter.
They call your kid Little Bozo?
Yeah, Sean gets called Little Bozo. He gets a lot of ridicule.
You know, I once had lunch with Lori Morgan.
Uh-huh.
She's a pig. It was like late night. You know, it was at a Waffle House in Albany, Georgia, right?
Lori Morgan, the singer, Lori Morgan?
She used to be married to Keith Whitley.
Right.
What part of no don't you understand?
Uh-huh.
Right. I'm at this Waffle House in Albany, Georgia. She came in, ordered grits, and ate them with her hand.
Oh, really?
I never seen anyone eat grits with their hand before until Lori Morgan came in and did it.
Huh. I've never seen that either.
It was disgusting.
Really?
Keep that in mind next time you play one of her records.
Okay. I certainly will do that.
We're full of insider gossip here at the Chris and Rob Blake Night Talk Show.
Okay.
Congratulate you one more time for the Road Watch America number one poll.
Well, thank you very much. You guys have a good morning.
You too.
All right.
Good night.
Bye.
Bye.
What do you think the circulation of that magazine is, about 15?
Now I think the calls are just going to come rolling in from Wyoming about now.
Yeah, I bet.
I can't wait.
What?
Hey, Jim, where's he calling from?
He's calling from Price Hill.
Price Hill? Oh, we're expecting calls from Wyoming Idaho and Mississippi and
it's like
the Yukon.
Price Hill, Missouri or something, I'm sure.
Hello, PJ, you're on the air.
Yeah, I live in Price Hill, and I can catch a radio station.
Well, all right.
Well, that's great. I'm glad you can hear us.
I live on the 700 block of Elbron.
Well, you're going to have some visitors now. Everyone go over to PJ's house. Free pizza. Well, thanks for calling us. Let's open the line up in case somebody's trying to call us from Idaho.
Okay.
Thanks.
Okay.
Later.
The volcanoes make those potatoes so good.
Really? Hey, PJ, if we don't get any calls here in about an hour or so, give us a call back because we do want to know what's on your mind, what you're up this late, and what you're majoring in college.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or high school, whatever the case may be. I think the call with Bozo could have gone a little bit better.
Pardon me?
I think the call with Bozo could have gone a little bit better.
That was a great call.
It was a good call. It could have been better. There's always room for improvement.
Where is he calling from? Eric. Ask him where he's calling from.
Eric from St. Louis. Go ahead. You're on with Chris and Rob.
No, I'm not calling from St. Louis. I'm calling from Cincinnati, man.
Okay.
What part of Cincinnati?
I'm from Clifton.
Hey, Eric, you know there is such a thing as playing along.
Okay, St. Louis. Well, see, I couldn't even tell you where I was from in St. Louis because I'm lost.
Well, just say you're I'm calling from the north part of St. Louis.
Okay, then. I'm calling from the north part of St. Louis.
Ah, lovely
weather out there.
No, but seriously, guys. seriously. I'm kind of new in town.
Mm-hmm.
Me and my friend Steve are hanging out with these ladies, Charlotte, Kim, Reagan, Aaron, and you know, it's a hot night and we're bored and we're wondering what is there to do around here.
Get naked.
You
know,
what?
Take your clothes off.
We are, but you see, you know, we're trying to figure out what to do. We thought maybe you could assist in some way.
Twister.
Tell us what it is we should be doing here.
Twister, you should be playing. What you do is you go up to the White Castle, all right? Have you ever played quarters before that game where you take the little quarter and you bounce it on a table, you try to get it in a glass, and if you get it in, you got to make your pal drink?
Right.
Well, what you do is you go out, you buy yourself about 500 White Castle hamburgers.
Uh-huh.
And then you start playing quarters, but instead of drinking a beer, you have to eat a White Castle every time you get it in. So you get it in, you make your pal eat a White Castle. The last one who has not thrown up is the winner.
Well, that could make the bathroom really crowded. There's only one bathroom and seven of us, you know.
It's good, clean fun. It'll keep you off the streets. There is a curfew right now, you know.
I don't know about clean fun, man. I'm not into worshiping that porcelain goddess on both ends at the same time, you know. Is that the best we can think of for this evening?
Have a mini rave.
Either that or get drunk and screw. So, you know. Get your
we already did that. We're bored now. Thinking of the next round.
Okay. keep on tuning into the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. We'll take a poll.
All right, if anybody has any ideas about what Eric and his six naked women can do, give us a call at 749-1444.
I'm most appreciative.
Thanks. All righty.
Okay, I bet the next call is going to be from Minnesota.
Probably.
I bet you.
Duluth.
I heard it's even cold up there in the summertime.
Is Duluth in Minnesota?
Yes.
Yeah, look at that. Geography King. I'm ready for that educational TV show.
Okay, hang on. It's Fred
from Minnesota.
Hello, Fred?
Yeah, Fred from Minnesota.
Yeah,
Or it could be Jesse from Cincinnati. Hey, listen, tell them people, I've got a big parking garage over here, and I can think of lots of things to do.
All right, all they got to do is bring a cooler full of iced down beer,
they
right?
They don't even have to bring that.
Okay, I got you, Jesse.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. We didn't find out where his... Did he say where his... on Fifth Street. Downtown on Fifth Street is that parking garage.
You so can go down there and yell and listen to your voice bounce around, I guess.
Yeah. Honk your horn if you're driving down Fifth Street. Honk your horn if you're driving by that garage and you're hearing the Chris and Rob White Night Talk Show, and then Jesse will know somebody's out there thinking about him.
If you're on your way to the King Bookstore...
Honk now. Yeah,
King's News.
The King's News. Hey,
if you're down there, if you're going to King's News.
Hey, Eric and the six naked girls, what you do is you go downtown to King's News, and they got all kind of weird magazines down there.
You know what
I'm talking about?
Yeah, real weird. Weirder than High Times.
You can get High Times, and you can get...
Mad. Cracked and Zany.
Yeah, you can get... They got a magazine called Blondes and Sheep.
Blondes and Cheap? Or and Blondes are Cheap?
Sheep. Like, yeah.
Celebrity Sleuth? What's that one? Celebrity Sleuth is Naked Celebrities. That's a good one, I guess. Sharon, oh, wow, that's a rarity. See, Sharon Stone naked. That's hard to find. This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. I don't know, man. The show's just not flowing this week, I don't think.
Let me see if I can flip this one.
Hello, Reagan. You're on the air.
Reagan,
Eric was no good. I need some more help.
What'd you say?
Eric's no good. We need some more help.
Oh, you're with Eric?
Yeah.
So you don't want to go to the parking garage and honk your horn?
No.
Well, if you tie up the phone lines, no one can call in to help.
We need something kinky.
Does anybody have a pickup truck?
Pickup truck?
She needs something kinky.
Here's what you do.
Take a pineapple, right?
Yeah.
And a couple of cherries. And some of them bananas. Peel them first. Or don't peel them. I guess that's up to you.
Don't even, dude.
Okay, I won't. Have you tried cable TV?
Not here.
Tell you what you do. You get yourself your pickup truck, right? You go to your local Al Joe's or Natorp's. You get about 30 bags of topsoil. You open it all up in the back of the pickup truck. You add a lot of water. Instant mud wrestling.
Cool.
There you go.
All right. Thanks,
glad we can help.
We'll do it.
Okay.
Great.
Great. Now we're accessories to a felon.
I bet they're having a lot of fun.
Felony. This is Chris Rob, Late Night Talk Show here at WAIF, Cincinnati. What radio is meant to be, and all that kind of good stuff. You know, I looked through the papers over the past week since the last show, as we always do, you know, in preparation of the show. Absolutely nothing jumped out at me. There was absolutely nothing going on in the world, except for, you know, that Haiti thing and the guy for Korea dying.
Okay. Well,
but other than those big, giant worldwide topics...
Fifth Street down by Convention Center, and he wants a party. Jesse is down at Convention Center, Fifth Street. He wants a pickup truck full of muddy babes and a bunch of that beer, like in the beer commercial. So he's sitting there all by himself, then all of a sudden...
Yeah, he pops a top, and then like a naked chick walks out of a pickup truck muddy.
In mud, and then you got snow, too.
Then like the Allman Brothers start playing Midnight Rider or something out of nowhere.
Paul, you're on the air.
I'm on the air?
Yes, sir.
Oh, way to go. I can't hardly hear you. Yeah, I'm a poet and a philosopher. If I ran through some titles of some poetry, could I recite some?
Yeah, go ahead. Really,
you gotta promise none of them are about Jim Morrison.
I can't hear you.
Nope, vulgar language.
Yelling at the phone.
Tell them that they're not allowed to be about Jim Morrison.
They're not allowed to be about Jim Morrison.
And Vietnam?
They're
not about Jim Morrison. They're just, all original.
Okay, just so long as there's no Jim Morrison influence, you don't mention the Lizard
all
King
right,
or nothing.
Or
Genesee Horses.
And the second one.
No Names of Doors songs.
All right.
Go ahead, lay one on us.
How about one for drugs?
Yeah, great.
Music fills the air, flags line the sphere. Feeling of the common all, keep us the love of the call. God must be at hand, for never again, never before has it been so grand. Victory, they say, is sweet, for what is in the past is now as cold as sleep. How could we have been so wrong, wrong to a loss? But now we must forget this cost. Score. Oh, I can't do that. That's how'd you like that?
I thought you were going to rhyme long with schlong.
Yeah, you think I rhymed it wrong?
No. Most of the guys who called here would have rhymed long with schlong. And you didn't do that, so I give you credit.
All right.
All right, you are a philosopher.
Yeah.
That's something.
You know what life is? I figured out the meaning for life.
Well, please share it.
Okay. You have fulfillment. Mm-hmm. In a career of your choice. Mm-mm. But you have to have freedom of basic needs first.
So cash. You're saying a lot of cash is the secret to life.
Well, just the freedom. Well, it can be a tie-up, too. It can. If the more money you have, the more stuff, the more influences you have in your life.
Yeah, well, with the good comes the bad, I guess.
Yeah. But if you have freedom from just your basic needs, you went into a career that it was fulfilling, you got the career involved in the community with an involvement in the community, and then you would reach acceptance, and that's my meaning for life.
Where does a chick that can suck the chrome off a bumper come into it?
I don't know. Maybe polishing?
There you go. All right, thanks a lot, bud.
All right.
Later, Gator.
Bye-bye.
Okay, we're going to play a song. We'll be right back.
Well, you know, I wish I knew what I was.
You're a big fat slob.
I know. I mean, that's this guy, Paul, who is his name? Paul just called and said, I'm a poet and a philosopher. He knows who he is. I'm Rob.
You're a late-night radio talk show host. You're doing your service to the community by keeping them awake and babysitting them.
About to transmogrify into a turtle.
And you're about to hook up a real big party down on Fifth Street with some naked muddy babes,
muddy
and some beer. And,
muddy dudes, don't you? You know, we gotta remember. You know, we gotta keep the estrogen level flowing here too.
And those calls from Arizona should be coming in any minute now. We'll be right back. Cincinnati, I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And together,
we're the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
The phone number is 749-1444. Hello, Kim.
Hello.
Hi, Kim. What are you wearing right now?
Well, nothing.
Really?
Really.
Mud?
Well, you know, a little bit of whipped cream and some mayonnaise.
What happened to the mud?
The mud, well, we couldn't find any.
Have you tried Frizz's tartar sauce?
No, not yet.
Yeah, it's available in stores.
We use Friendly's ice cream, though.
Okay. Enough of this.
And a little bit of maple syrup.
Are you guys going to hop into the pickup truck, get a keg or something, a beer, and go down to the 5th Street parking lot?
Well, you know, we were thinking about it, but I was talking to my friend Eric, who's from Kentucky, and, and you know, we were just sitting here talking, and he said...
And he said he did that last night.
Well, he's from Kentucky, and, you know, I heard most people from Kentucky sleep with their sisters and drive pickup
trucks. No. Most people from Kentucky sleep with their German shepherds.
Really? Well, you know, he kind of likes his sister. That's why he's pretty lame tonight.
Okay.
Well, I have two jokes for you.
Okay.
Okay, did you hear about the baby that was born with both sexes? It had a head and a brain and a penis?
You might want to try that one again.
Okay, did you hear about the baby that was born the other day?
No, Kim, I didn't hear about the baby that was born the other day. Tell me a little bit about it.
Well, he had two sexes.
Really?
Yeah, it had a brain and a penis.
But of course it was a he.
Well, something
okay.
like that.
All right, go ahead, Kim, try number two.
Okay, number two.
If it starts off with...
With?
OJ did, you know, if it starts off with OJ, we're gone.
I'm not into OJ anymore.
Okay, good.
Okay.
Anymore.
How does a girl from Kentucky know when her mom's on the rag?
Her brother's penis tastes funny.
All right, enough of this.
You're awesome. How'd you know that one?
God!
Thanks for calling, I guess.
Hey, how'd you know that one?
Because I heard it on Joke Line.
Jim's from Kentucky.
You heard it on a joke? Oh, Jim's from Kentucky.
I'm a big listener to the Sunday night program here.
Chris!
Thanks.
Later!
Good evening and welcome to another edition of the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. I had to clear my throat, dude. I don't have a cough button over here, and I was clearing my throat, and you're pointing at me.
Well, thanks a lot for calling. This is a lot of fun.
Thank you, Comet Hunter David Levy. Here we go.
On the telephone right now, we have Mr. Bob Lascelles at the Marshall Space Flight Center in Huntsville, Alabama, and he's going to fill us in a little bit about these space shuttle has got some fish.
Welcome to the show, Bob.
Oh, thank you. It's great to be with you.
What's the name of the shuttle that's currently circling the Earth?
Columbia.
Columbia's up there, and I understand they have the first ever Japanese woman and a bunch of fish.
That's right.
I heard they got goldfish, killfish, jellyfish, fish eggs, toad eggs, newt eggs, newts, baby sea urchins, flies, slime mold, and sushi.
We've got a large number of astronauts. Human, four-legged, two-legged, and no-legged.
About how many?
Oh, Lord, they're being born now.
You mean they're multiplying as we speak?
Developing.
Now, why in the world would you take a bunch of goldfish, killfish, jellyfish, fish eggs, toad eggs, newt eggs, newts, baby sea urchins, flies, slime mold, and sushi up on a space shuttle?
Well, except for the sushi, which is probably for Chiaki Mukai's supper one night. The main reason for taking the goldfish up is to study the adaption of fish to lack of gravity. As you know, space motion sickness is experienced by about half of all the astronauts and cosmonauts
mm-hmm.
that have gone into space. And the CARP experiment that was flown on Space Lab J gave us some information, but the fish that are up there now are going to give us further information on what's known as the mechanism of the vestibular organ, which is the organ which allows us to maintain our balance and stand upright. Without a vestibular organ, we'd simply fall down.
I thought that was controlled by the inner ear, and if I'm not mistaken, goldfish don't have ears.
Well, it's a vestibular organ. Is in the
Okay. You know, a goldfish is a member of the carp family.
It is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's just a little pretty carp.
Oh, yeah.
So, were they just going to check out the fish every day to see if they can still swim upright or if they start swimming sideways or...
Well, I believe they're going to, let me find the exact...
I mean, how would you tell if a goldfish is suffering from motion sickness?
Good question. I did find out here that goldfish do have two vestibular organs, and operations are going to be performed somewhere from 6 months to 2 weeks before launch to remove one or two of the, what are called otoliths, or vestibular organs, from the five goldfish. A sixth goldfish will have both of his vestibular organs intact.
Is there any danger of the astronauts having a few too many up there and going crazy and just swallowing all the goldfish?
I doubt.
Like on a dare. I dare you to swallow all six of those goldfish.
Yeah. Fortunately, I'm not in space, and I think goldfish swallowing went out in the 1930s.
Now, I understand that a lot of fish in zero gravity will just start swimming in circles.
This is true. We've been watching them on our monitors down here, and... if you can see them, you'll find that they are just swimming in large loops.
Really? You're looking at them right now on a TV screen?
Well, we've had them on in the past. We don't have anything on right now. Our downlink, in fact, shows the mission controller and several people at the Huntsville Operations Control Center, or HOSC.
Now, the Madaka is kind of like a guppy kind of like looking fish, right?
As I recall, it is.
And they're not swimming in circles, I read in the newspaper.
Well, they may have adapted. I mean, the animals do adapt very quickly to microgravity. Of course, they're not in zero gravity. They're at about, it would be 10 to the minus 5th or 10 to the minus 6th, technically, gravity.
Yikes.
Which is very little gravity, obviously, but it is still enough to, be felt.
Now, what we're going to learn from having all these fish and doing experiments with them on this mission, how can we apply that to human beings and future space projects?
Well, both of these experiments, the vestibular organ and the actually the mating behavior of fish is what we're studying with the Madaka, and the development of their eggs are Japanese experiments. Dr. Takabayashi is the principal investigator with the vestibular organ, and Dr. K. Ijiri is the principal investigator with the mating behavior of the fish. So you know, we're just finding out how well they can mate and reproduce in space. This is important, of course, in possibly producing food for astronauts on long trip journeys.
When are we going to start having human beings mating in space, and how can I sign up?
You have to talk to the NASA headquarters about that one.
Well, there was a husband and wife went up not long ago, didn't they?
This is true. Jan Davis and Mark Lee.
They said they didn't mate, but
this
did they?
True.
What do you hear down there at the water cooler?
We believe what they said.
Do you?
Yep.
Yeah, okay. Okay, so what are you doing with the sea urchins? Now, and what is a sea urchin?
Well, let's see.
Isn't that a little organism lives in the water and asks for lots of spare change?
and runs up and washes your windshield for you. No, I'm honestly,
Okay, what about, find either the sea urchins or the slime mold as you shuffle through your vast amounts of...
Well, I found the newt, how's that?
Space as your vast amounts of paperwork there in Huntsville, Alabama.
Oh, believe me, there are tons of it here.
We'll throw you an easy one now. What song are you going to play to wake up the astronauts this morning?
That's up to Houston.
Oh, Houston designs that? You better take charge, Alabama. I play Lynyrd Skynyrd, Sweet Home Alabama, every day.
Houston's in charge of the space shuttle, and Marshall is in charge of the space lab.
Now, the commander of this particular mission, his name is Richard Hybe, and I heard that his spine grew when he was up there, and he's a little taller than he was before he left Earth.
Yeah, that's true. He's about 6'4", which is a little over the maximum for astronauts.
Why can't you have an astronaut that's 6'4"?
To fit in the space shuttle, technically, at launch time.
So he'll never get out? He's trapped?
No. His spine will go back to normal as soon as he's exposed to gravity.
Well, why does his spine expand? How's that work? It sounds like it would hurt.
Well, no, it doesn't. It's kind of an accordion effect involving the discs between the vertebrae. Without the pressure of
the
atmosphere on the body, just picture an accordion being pulled out to a full extension, and that's basically what we're looking at.
Kind of the same principle as why you're about a half inch taller in the morning than you are at night.
This is true.
Now, are these astronauts going to still be up there Saturday when the comet is supposed to impact on Jupiter?
Oh, yes, they're not due to come back until the 22nd. It's a 14-day mission.
Are they going to be looking at it and maybe taking some pictures while they're up there?
I believe it's supposed to hit on the backside of Jupiter, and I don't know for sure if any photographs are planned or not.
But if they're up there already, they can take a look at it, right?
Well, if they have the proper instruments, I think the best instrument to look at it would be the Hubble Space Telescope.
Could they fly over there and to the dark side of Jupiter?
Oh, Lord, no. The shuttle is only designed for orbiting the Earth.
Okay.
An orbit of Jupiter would take 6 years just to get there.
It would take 6 years to get to Jupiter?
That's correct. 2 years to get to Mars.
Wow. No wonder we haven't gone.
This is true.
Okay, well, Mr. Lessels, thank you for taking the time to talk to the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show in Cincinnati tonight.
Oh, so I used to live in Cincinnati. I love talking to it.
Did you? What part of town?
The Queen City, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I lived in Springfield.
How about them Reds?
Oh, love the Reds. I'm a Brooklyn Dodger fan, but since there is no Brooklyn Dodger team anymore, I'll have the Reds for a substitute.
What high school did you go to?
I went to a high school in New York, rural New York. I worked for a few years at the Army Recruiting Center at the Federal Building, downtown across from the Southern Ohio Bank.
Really?
Yeah.
You love this town?
Oh, it's a gorgeous town.
As well you should.
I miss it. I really do miss it.
All right, well, come on by anytime.
Sir?
Come on by anytime.
Hey, I'll be up there, believe me.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Y'all take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You always hear it here on the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. We're on the cutting edge of that science fiction, science fact situation, and we're getting to the bottom of outer space because you know we're going to be invaded any minute now.
Sometimes the line between fact and fiction can become disturbingly blurred.
Hello, Steve. You're on the air with Chris.
And Rob.
Hey, what's going on?
What it is.
I'm up in Clifton.
Good
and,
for you.
If I could, I just want to say hi to some people. Is that okay?
That's okay with me, as long as they're nice people.
They're very nice people. I associate with no other.
Okay.
First, Trevor. How you doing, Trevor?
Woo! Yeah, Trevor!
Hey, you guys remember Trevor?
Yeah!
Okay, how about
man.
Tex? You guys know Tex?
Yeah, Tex!
Tex Rock.
Tex Arcana!
Yeah, Tex is cool. He operates on a higher level.
Now, you know, Tex has used to have a drinking problem, but since then he's, how do you say, spiritually ascended?
Awakened.
Yeah.
Like I said, Trevor works, or Tex works on a higher level.
Yeah,
so,
Tex is,
you know,
out there, man.
It's hard to grasp what he's talking about.
Woo, Tex is out there.
Also, Russ.
Russ?
Yeah,
Russ.
This guy I work with. Got to say hi to him.
Russ, all right.
Let's see. And
what are you doing? Getting an Academy Award here?
Well, I know it sounds funny, but I promise I'd say something about these people. So that's, I'm done. That's it. That's all.
That's it. There's nobody else?
That's all.
Say their names one more time.
Russ, Tex, and Trevor. Thank you very much.
That's
Thank
for
you very much.
Russ, Trevor, and Tex. Is that the only reason you called?
No. Well, you know what? These past couple cars you've had, well-educated individuals, but boring. Boring, boring, boring. We want
to my butt. They're smart, man, and you would wouldn't do you any harm to get smart.
No, it's not that I'm not smart. I'm just not boring. I'm not square. I have better things to think about than the planet.
Should we sit around and talk about beer and nude female mud wrestling all night? I mean, we can keep talking about beer and female mud wrestling in the nude if you want.
No, this is the thing here. We're talking society in general.
Uh-huh.
What we need is for men to understand women so they stop beating them up and so women can also have orgasms and...
Tell us, Montel.
So are you saying that if we put a couple of nude female mud wrestlers on the space shuttle, then you'd care?
Well, I don't know. I was thinking maybe like...
You are so shallow. Steve, you are just so shallow
uneducated,
and you're
shallow.
Just
it's
a
true.
Big phony.
Well,
yeah, you're a big phony. What do you think of that?
How can you say that?
Because all you care about is you.
Nobody
cares
about
them.
Hey, okay, Steve. Do you think society makes guys beat up chicks, or do you think some guys are just dorks?
I think that society helps.
How?
I think it's parenting. You know, like you have a dad that teaches his boy to be a little man. You know what I mean? Be a little man. And women are little objects.
I'm a big man. My dad taught me to be a big man. I carry a big stick.
Okay, here it is. This is what this class I took at school.
Oh,
we
great.
Don't you hate that?
Yeah.
We were talking about, like, the countries that have... I'm going to get really deep on here, but the countries that have...
You know, it's boring when you get deep.
I know,
so don't
man.
Get too deep or it might be boring.
Okay, well, the countries that have what?
Well, anyway... Men should be taught, how am I going to put this? Well, basically, the countries that have the most touch for children have
the most what for children?
Touching. Like in our society in America, we have the third lowest.
Oh, gee. Who did this study? American kids are touched least?
Dr. Hetfield at UC, Human Sexuality.
Guy plays for Metallica?
No, that's James. We're talking Dr. Robert Hetfield. Sexologist.
Hold on, Jim took that class.
Did he?
Yeah,
cool.
I remember Hatfield's
Jim.
Big old Zimmer.
Cool.
Is he still in Zimmer? The big bond.
Right, that's the one. That is it.
Yeah.
We're talking sex here. We're talking sex class.
I was set because I was really Robert Hatfield stuff.
Steve, every time you call, you just want to talk about sex, 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 beer, and sex.
Now, how do you know I've called before?
Because that's all you ever talk about is sex, 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 sex,
right,
beer, and sex.
That's true. I called last week from Kentucky, and I had two women. That's true.
Yeah, I mean, come on, man. You're so boring anymore.
But I didn't beat them up. And they both experienced orgasms.
Let him make his point.
All right, get to the point.
Right? See, so it wasn't a selfish thing.
Make your point about beating up women.
Well, don't you think that there's a need for this so that... men will stop treating women the way they do so that they can communicate better, so the relationships can be on more of an even keel. You know, we have one dominator and one, you know, recessive person.
There's just as many men who are being beaten up by their girlfriends, and they just don't say anything about it because they're embarrassed.
Well, I'd be embarrassed, too, if my girlfriend beat me up, okay?
Yeah.
Actually, but, I doubt that statistic.
No.
No, it's true.
I don't know about all that.
Maybe
we can throw these big women in there, too, so they can stop beating up their boyfriends. All I'm saying is that everyone should be on the same level so we don't have one person dominating the other, you know? Does that make sense to you?
Makes sense.
Okay. Well, why don't we get some people talking about that? I'll bet you can get a lot of women talking about that. What's that?
You're out of here.
You were boring, Steve. You were boring me, so I shot you.
Here's the deal.
Here's the deal.
It all comes down to individual responsibility. Guys, don't beat up women. Women, don't kick your boyfriends in the nugs. It's that simple. It comes down to individual responsibility.
Peace, love, and hugs. And I'm all for hugs, by the way.
Just because you feel the impulse
naked girls
to slap your woman, you don't do it because you don't want to be a jerk.
Yeah, that's what I like. Hugs from girls that are naked, covered in dirty mud with bugs crawling in it. Yeah.
Live and let live.
Yeah, exactly. Just what he said. Bugs. 749-1444 is the phone number.
WAIF Cincinnati.
I'm Chris and he's Rob.
All right.
Okay, Jesse, you've been
this
on too many times.
Yes, and I got a comment about. See, I have three daughters.
Yeah.
And I've raised them, you know.
How old are they?
Well, let's see, 18, 14, and the youngest one is.
Hold on, you said you were 32 and you have an 18-year-old?
I said I was 36, and I do have an 18-year-old daughter. Started very young. Anyway, I told them, you do not let a man hit you.
Good for you.
But you know what?
What?
If a man does, I know one of my daughters will kick their ass.
Right on, Jesse.
And that's the way it should be.
Did your party get in full swing yet?
Hell no.
Got any beers yet?
They wimped out.
Naked mud wrestling girls?
No, you know, this one guy come by and told me a joke, though.
Make it quick.
It's a good one.
Real quick.
He said, he was married. He's gay. He's married to this guy. And he said he busted in the bathroom door. And there was his buddy masturbating on the toilet with a condom on. And he goes, what are you doing? He said, I'm packing your lunch. So.
Jesse, if you were going to tune into a late night talk show on one channel and they were talking about comets and space shuttles and fish and science and you were doing a lot of education and you tuned in on another station and they were talking about beer and naked girls mud wrestling, which talk show would you listen to?
Hooters? No, listen, I enjoyed your show.
Okay, thanks.
I like a mix.
All right, 749-1444 is the phone number here. He's just called too many times. But listen, if you're not doing anything, go on down to his party. It's down on 5th Street next to Convention Center in a big parking lot. And he's got beer and he's got naked girls mud wrestling. So go down there and party with Jesse. He loves good country music. Not that crap like Garth Brooks, but he likes the good old country music.
Okay, man, you know,
Hank Jr., Johnny Cash.
I'm no brain shrinker or anything, but I just don't understand how women will go back to a guy that hits them. Can a guy be any more of a lowlife than a guy that hits a woman? And why in the world would that woman ever have anything to do with that guy again?
She's just probably nuts.
I don't understand
ignorant.
It at all. I don't understand that at all. I mean, that should be just the biggest flag in the world that this guy is a total loser. And even if he doesn't ever hit you again, the guy's a loser. The guy's got some serious personality disorder. Get away from him. Find some other schlong. There's a whole bunch of bass out there in the sea. I don't dig that at all. I just don't understand it at all.